Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is a Bedlam Breakout 12 special. So expect to hear quite a lot of psychobilly this week. Not all psychobilly. There's a couple of tracks that aren't, but one of them does sound a bit like it. Oh, it's so exciting. Anyway, here's the first track from the band headlining on the Friday night at Bedlam Breakout at the Roadmender in Northampton. This is Mad Sin. That was Mad Sin, Tony, and Madman Rock, which is one of their very early tracks and is taken from the psychotic years 1988 to 1993, 100% primitive, young, dumb and snotty album. And hello to Kufta, who I might see at Bedlam Breakout in Northampton because I'm off at the moment on the Friday night and I might go on the Friday. I'll give you all the information about the festival later on in the show. But we've got some great music on this week, and thank you very much up front to Toby, Alex and Phil for sending me some of the music through this week, because it's by bands that I hadn't heard of before that are from Europe, who are over here possibly for the first time as part of the brilliant Bedlam Breakout at Weekender. So we'll get on with that shortly. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Mad Sin's website?
madsin.de.
No, madsin.com. Nice.
Oh.
What you're doing here, mate, you did it last week as well. You've been over-clevering yourself.
I seem to remember it being DE. That's all. Booker.
Yeah. No, madsin.com. There might be madsin.de as well, but certainly madsin.com is there, and that's the one I'm choosing. So it's probably the internet one, Tony Nil. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've got some additional material for you here.
Cool.
And of course, I have a poetry corner for you. And
nice.
Of course, it's from
Jonah Hates Cheers.
No, haha! I've got another one.
Really?
This from FF, and this is one of the best little poems I've heard in a long time. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, do email paulieb at punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner. Here's this one. It didn't have a title, but I'm going to call it Autumn.
Cool.
Conkers everywhere. So now it's really autumn. I've just slipped on a fallen leaf and landed on my bottom.
Nice.
I love it. Thank you very much, FF. Also, we do, of course, have one from Joni H. Giz, who is the Punky Poet Laureate. Once again, a quote from me, moving around the country, licking women one city at a time. And here we go, as usual. Hey, P&T.
Hi.
As usual, Paulie B will have done loads and Tony have done nothing and got nothing planned. I still love the show. Now off you both go, back to cheating on your other hand. That's from Joni H.G.'s The Prestatyn Pearl Diver.
Nice.
She's got herself into Wales now, which is nice. That one doesn't scan as well as normal, Joni. Are you beginning to clutch at straws? I don't know. Don't forget, paulieb@punkyradio.com if you would like to do any of those for us. I'll tell you what, I will read out the basics now, right at the start of the show. And I'm giving you ample warning out there in Punky Radio land to have a pen and paper ready here, or at least be prepared to rewind the show to get this information. The Bedlam Breakout 12 is on Friday the 23rd and Saturday the 24th of September. A weekend ticket is £35 in advance, or you can buy single day tickets, which work out a little bit more expensive, but if you're going to do one day, maybe do that instead. Visit the website bedlambreakout.com for more information and very easy ordering of tickets. Friday night features Mad Sin, Frantic Flintstones, Graveyard Johnnies, Rocket Dogs and the Grave Brothers, and Saturday's an all-dayer and features Nigel Lewis and the Zoichman, Demented Argo, Long Talk Texans, The Waltons, who are on their 25th anniversary, Multiclimax, The Marksman, Surfing Caramba and The Neutrons, and you'll be hearing from some of those bands in the show, not least of which is coming up next. This is the second track from a band playing at Bedlam Breakout. This is Frantic Flintstones. What do I know, Tony? What's Frantic Flintstones' website?
FranticFlintstones.com, if they have one.
No, well, no. But what I'm offering you here is FranticFlintstones.homestead.com. So it's Paulie B. The Internet 2, Tony Nil. The reason I'm offering this one is there's a few different website-y things for Frantic Flintstones, but this one I noticed had three free tracks to download on it. So maybe Punky Radio listeners would like to go there first, get themselves some free Frantic Flintstones music, and then go and buy loads of the rest of it. This is from the album I've got of this, is an early best of, which is called Best of Frantic Flintstones. But they have had more best of. They've brought out so many CDs, but they have had more best of since then. This track was originally on, I think, their second album that I bought. It doesn't matter. Just enjoy this. This is Rasping Grasses.
There's some snakes I know that have grown to be rasping grasses. No business is your own. Go off about you. I'm wondering me with boy and girl, wait and see. I'll have the last dance on green, gonna rock hell for me. You sneak in fast as I hate you, don't know what I'll do. I'll just sit back and observe, fate will take its due course. They think they're being clever, it's their duty too, to be raspy grasses, come off about you.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
On this, a Bedlam breakout special. I was wondering, have you got any Facebook comments or Podcast Alley comments?
I've got some Podcast Alley comments.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it's a new, it's a, well, we're a few weeks into a new month now, so please do vote for us. We haven't had many votes so far in September, so you're probably just waiting for me to remind you again, so please do vote for
us. I am
us.
As well. I yes. vote, yeah.
Please do vote. Go to punkradio.com, top of screen, important, please vote for his link, hit that, enter your email address and the subject, and a comment, if they wish, because read them out. I've got four for this week.
Excellent.
Here they are. Uniting fans, and bands, and hair, and haircuts across the lands, from Womble Zombie. Thank you very much.
I wonder if that's the person who had the haircut.
Maybe.
It's called Womble Zombie or One Ball Zombie.
Womble.
Womble Zombie, like it. Maybe he's from Wimbledon.
Maybe.
Who knows? Perhaps he's the undead.
Punky Radio. Awesome show from Here Dean Here. Thank you very much.
Here Dean Here.
Here Dean Here.
Here Dean Here.
Ooh. I'm up to date. Finally up to date with the Punky. Turns out it was my eye touch. Love the episodes that I missed and caught up. Love the Psychobilly show. Lars is always a great choice. Tony, how have you never heard of Operation Ivy? What a disgrace. The Mansfield episode was really cool to hear, and going to get the UK subs music. The means to do so. Always listening, Mark Berglund.
Always listening, Mark Berglund. And lucky you that we should be reading this out on another Psychobilly show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And finally, hear me now.
Hear me now.
When I'm not viewing houses or being a global podcasting superstar, you'll find me happily voting away on Podcast Alley with all the cool people, or leaving messages on the Facebook walls of my favourite podcasts. If I'm feeling really great and cool in that, then I'll probably email Tony a twat, because let's face it, the world is full of them, and this podcast puts them in their place. Keep up the great show, guys. P.S. Tony, you're hot. That's from me.
Right. I thought that was a more involved comment than usual.
Thanks, mate.
Yes, yes, he does indeed need twats, Tony. So
I do.
Thanks very much for texting that vote, Tony, to Tony. That's brilliant.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
That's it.
That's it, is it? Yeah. Right, well, we're going to get on with the next track then straight away. This track has appeared as of what I did on Sunday. And I'll tell you what I did on Sunday after you've heard it. But for now, this came through and I had a listen to it. I thought, do you know what? This will fit very nicely onto the Psychobilly special Bedlam breakout special. You'll see why. This is Brocker. This is One Man Mosh Pit.
shocking.
So that was Brocker and One Man Mosh Pit, Tony.
Okay, cool.
You listen to the Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. What is Brocker's website?
Brocker.com.
No, brockermusic.org. Probably being internet 3, Tony nil. And Brocker spelled B-R-O-C-K-E-R. And that track verges on psychobilly. I like it a lot. And thanks very much to Tim and Daryl and Paco for making that happen so unbelievably quickly. From a conversation on Sunday afternoon, the music had arrived on Monday and it's on the show on Tuesday.
Nice.
That's the power of punky. So, did you do anything last week?
More house viewing. We just did. We've done a few with a builder to try and figure out how costs and things like that. And I think we're close. I think we might have found the one. Just need to sort out the cash side of it.
Right.
Hopefully, we're nearly there.
Right.
Yourself?
Oh, I made up for your intransigence.
Excellent.
In life by. last Thursday, I did indeed go and see King Salami and the Cumberland Three and the Minnesota Voodoo Men with my mate Steve. And loads happened.
Okay.
Right. So I'm not going to get through everything I did last week here. I'm just going to go through Thursday. We got the train down and there were signal problems at Blackfriars, which meant the train was very, very slow indeed. And I thought we were going to be late to the gig, right?
Mm.
As if this wasn't bad enough, someone got on the train and sat right behind us. It was possibly the biggest bell end I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
I have discussed him at great length in my blog. And the best thing to do is to go there to find out about him. I really can't be bothered to go through it all now. The blog is Paulie B, PoorlyBee.blogspot.com. And it's in detail in the part one of what is becoming a blog trilogy of what I did over the weekend. When we got to the gig, we found out that we weren't actually late there, and the first band went on till 9. The first band were indeed King Salami the Cumberland Three. They were indeed brilliant. In the break, I had a chat with Eric Beckonstrip, the drummer, who once chatted up my ex-wife. And I said, "Oi, what do you think you're doing chatting up my ex-wife?" He goes, "Oh, I didn't know. She was my ex-wife." And then shortly after me and my ex-wife split up, I got a MySpace message from him saying, "Does that mean I can chat her up legitimately?" Fuck off. Right. Anyway, he was down there with his wife. So I said, "Look, Eric, it's only fair."
Nice.
He went, "Yep." He said, "Yeah, you're absolutely right. And she's a big fan of your CD." I forgot I'd given him a CD. And she really likes a song that I do on my CD, which is still available, called Skegness. So anyway, I approached her and I just blatantly chatted her up for a few minutes while he walked off talking to other people. Then he came out and go, "How is that? Was that better?" he doesn't talk like that, but that's fine now. There is now, the planets are now back in alignment, everything's okay. We watched some Minnesota Voodoo Men, but not all of them, because we wanted to get a train back, basically. And so we got on the train back, which was again slow. And when we got back to Luton, where we got the train from, we went into the sort of KFC budget chicken place. It wasn't KFC, you know, one of the other ones, a sort of Tennessee fried chicken or something. Went in there, and I looked at the bloke. They were clearly closing. I went, "How much have you got left?" He went, "We can do you 6 pieces of chicken and chips." I went, "All right, 6 pieces of chicken and chips, please." And then he said, "Actually, we've got 7 pieces. You might as well have that one as well." I went, "Yeah, all right." So we got 7 pieces of chicken and a bucket full of chips. Went back to the pub where there was only Steve's girlfriend, Lisa, there. And we sat up and we just ate all the chicken like pigs.
Nice.
And then stayed up drinking red wine till 4 in the morning, which was a very bad idea because I had to be up relatively early by my standards to pick someone up from Luton Airport. But that's a story I'll maybe tell you about later on in the show if I have time. If not, it is all covered in the blog, but I'll see how much I get to. So I do want to talk about Ballstock, what we did on Sunday. Right now, though, I'm going to get into track 4 this week. Now, we're now going to hear 2 tracks in a row by bands that are playing at Bedlam Breakout. The Grave Brothers are up first, and they're from Belgium. They will be followed by Multi Climax, who are Finnish. Because I thought we'll have Belgians first and then we'll finish with the Finnish.
Nice.
Makes sense, doesn't it? What I want to ask you, Tony, is what is the Grave Brothers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Grave Brothers.
It is. Nice. Well done. It's Tony 1, probably being Internet 3. Are you drinking with me, Jesus?
Well, I saw you sitting there. I was flying, I was near. I wasn't sure it was you. I didn't know just what to do. Now are you drinking with me, Jesus? 'Cause I can see you very clear. Are you drinking with me, Jesus? Won't you buy your friend a beer? With accidentally walled in my suit, a male said warm as a man. Then I looked out in my pants and I wore it. I wet myself again. Now why are you drinking with me, Jesus? 'Cause I can see you very clear. Why are you drinking with me, Jesus? Won't you buy?
Than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
We'll be right back.
Okay, you're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Treehouse of Horror by Multiclimax. And what I want to know is, what is Multiclimax's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Multiclimax.
It is, and it's Climax is C-L-I-M-E-X. And that makes it Tony 2, Point of View Internet 3. You're coming right back into this, mate, and not before time.
Hey.
So, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar?
Yes, 12 Bar Club. Still in Denmark Street, and it is still in London. We've got this weekend's gigs. Friday, 16th September. Bird Jaguar, Jake Emmelin, and more. It's Friday night. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Yes, I'm back on track.
Saturday, this 17th September, Phileas Williams and the Homosexuals, Melody Nelson, Dee Chamonix, Complete Radio Silence, The Centrals, Tall Poppies and the Gravel Tones. It's a Tin Pan Alley Festival.
That's a big one.
Must be an all day or something. It's part of it, the Tin Pan Alley Festival.
It's a big one anyway, isn't it?
It is.
It's got some great sounding bands on as well.
Yeah. How much is it then?
Oh, I don't know. All day. I'm going to stick with £6.
Tenner.
Oh. Yeah. I should have known better. Yeah, well.
And Sunday night, the Death Valley Surfers and support.
Oh, fantastic. Death Valley Surfers are brilliant.
We've played them before. Naming this song.
I don't think we've played them before. Right. But they are.
Okay. How much do you get?
£6.
£3.
£3? That's unbelievable value. Death Valley Surfers for £3.
Yeah.
Kill for tickets. That's brilliant. Tell you what, I don't think I'm doing anything on Sunday. I might even make it down there, you never know. Seeing as I do seem to be going to see a lot of bands at the moment, and I'm enjoying it. I might go and see Death Valley Surfers on Sunday, Tony. That sounds brilliant. So does that conclude Tony's International Gig Guide, or have you got anything else?
It doesn't. I've got another quick gig to mention.
Oh.
It's a comedy club, comedy night, right. in
where?
Letchworth, where you live.
Blimey. That's where I live.
So this Saturday, the 17th September, from 7:30, it's at the Art Centre, same place as your comedy club, which you know.
This sounds like competition.
It does. It's called the Burmese Knights. Apparently, yeah. It features a few comedians: Luke Graves, Mark Cram, Tom Webb. It's kind of a secret policeman's ball event they're doing. It's £10 on the door, or it's £8 if you're members of your good old Last Minute Comedy Club.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? I didn't know they were doing discount for my members. Well,
yeah,
they're trying
apparently
to take over. No, I do know about this. It's in aid of Amnesty International, and it will be a very, very good show. They asked me to compare it, and I wasn't available. So I said I would help them book the comics for it. It's for our very good friend Phil, who featured playing mandolin on our 300th show. And it will be a very, very good night out. Well done, Phil, for organising it. If you're in the Letchworth area on Saturday and you don't fancy all those bands down to 12 Bar in London, why not go to that instead? It will be very good. It has the Last Minute Comedy seal of approval. So get down there if you can do. So that does conclude Tony's International Gig Guide. See, I said there.
True.
No, I always one step ahead. We're getting into the next track now. This is the only other track this week that isn't officially psychobilly. This came through from a band from Yorkshire called Total Confusion, who were a band a long time ago and have got back together, and they've got a new album out very, very soon. What I want to know is, what is their website?
TotalConfusion.com?
No, TotalConfusion.co.uk. Funny bit instead for Tony 2. This is New Wave Degenerates.
Come down, knock on down. Red
Betsy's box.
So you're listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Total Confusion, and we are going to play something else by them in future weeks, and thanks very much to them for getting in touch. I had said to them that we probably wouldn't get them on the show till next week, but I thought what I'd do is break up the psychobilly, and I had another reason to do this. But so we had two psychobilly songs at the start, then a song that wasn't technically psychobilly but does sound remarkably like it, then two more psychobilly tracks, then another one, and then finish with two as well, which is what I plan to do. I also got sent through some stuff by another band playing at Bedlam Breakout. This is a Bedlam Breakout special this week called Surfing Caramba. But they are largely an instrumental band. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to put together a Surfing Caramba bed, and we'll do it that way. But I didn't have time to do it this week, so we will get that at some point because they're really, really good. And they're playing, I'll tell you what day they're playing. Should you be interested, they are playing on the Saturday. So that's that. Right, did you do anything this week?
No.
Are you planning anything over the next few days?
No, just working out this house finances stuff. Just really house focused again, unfortunately.
Right, I have no house finances to sort out, so I'm largely blowing my money on bands. And there's another gig that I can talk about right now, because this Thursday at the 100 Club, Tav Falco and Panther Burns are playing with King Kurt as their support act.
Wow.
It's going to be absolutely brilliant. King Kurt and Tav Falco have never been on the same bill, and they're both very excited about it. Tav Falco and Panther Burns did Redheaded Woman, and they did a version of it with the Cramps as well, which is absolutely nuts. I am looking forward to it. I am planning to be there. A few people I know are going. A few people from the Psychopathy meeting I know will be there. A few people there will be there as a warm-up to Bedlam Breakout the week after, which is the big gig that we're talking about this week. Then on Saturday, I'm going to be doing Jongleurs in Portsmouth. I was doing Jongleurs in Birmingham, but they've decided they'd rather have me in Portsmouth. So it's a good job I didn't make any plans to fucking get a hotel in Birmingham. That was close. So anyway, that's that. And then, as I say, I've just got this new plan to maybe see Death Valley Surfers on Sunday. Oh, dear, oh, Lord. It's going to be very good. Anyway, I will just tell you briefly something else as well. Last week was my dad's 62nd birthday. Mm. So, obviously, we went to the Harvester.
Yeah.
with mum and dad and my brother and his wife and their kids. And while I was there, I very sneakily, unofficially opened my dad's 62nd birthday with my nephews Matthew and Louis holding the ribbon. And if you'd like to see that, you can go to unofficialopenings.blogspot.com. There's a picture of Matthew wearing the ribbon round his head, and he looks a little tinker, let me tell you. So, yeah, anyway, that's that. I'll tell you about Ballstock in the last section. I want to get on with the next track now. As yet more in this Bedlam Breakout special. This is Long Tall Texans, who are one of the main bands on the Saturday night. And this is quite an old track of theirs that, again, I've got on a best of. And again, the best of I've got is called Texas Beat. But they have got more out than that as best ofs. And they've also got a new album out called Adventure, which I am going to try and get hold of at some point. I might even try and get hold of it next week. Which sounds really, really good. I'll ask you their website after you've heard it. This is Get Up and Go.
Get up and go. Talk to me, he said. Get up and go. Don't find yourself there. When I look, baby, don't be crazy. Let's get up and go. Get up and go. We'll be right back.
Right, you're listening to Project Marv underneath us again right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I forgot to ask you, what is Total Confusion's website? No, I didn't. I did ask you.
Yeah, it was...
I asked you and you got it wrong. Ah, what is Long Tall Texan's website?
LongTallTexans.com.
No, LongTallTexans.co.uk.
Well, I've lost it anyway.
Poorly being the Internet 5, Tony 2. I'm just going to tell you briefly about what happened on Sunday. I was supposed to have a gig in Bigglesway, but it did indeed get cancelled. And then a former student of mine called Jade, when I used to teach stand-up comedy for a bit, she started a band. And she said, look, we're playing at Bullstock, do you want to come down? We're on at 4 o'clock. So I went. They were absolutely brilliant, Tony.
Right,
and how brilliant is Bullstock? It happens once a year, and basically is every pub in Bulldog has bands on all day, either in the pub itself or in the beer gardens. And I just thought I'd nip down and see that and see what happened afterwards. Well, I just kept bumping into people. I bumped into Sulu and I bumped into Tim, which is how I found out about this brilliant, brilliant band, Brocker. Then after Jade's gig, and they are great, and they're called Dirty Parlay, and they're going to be in the studio soon, and we are going to be the first people to play them on air.
Nice.
I really, really rated them. I'll tell you, they're sort of, they might not thank me for this, but I would suggest they're a kind of sort of goth rock and roll band, but they've got a real 80s feel to them. Anyway, and they did a song that I think was called War Bring It On, or Bring It On War or something. Hey, it's brilliant. After that we went round the corner to see a punk and indie covers band whose name escapes me, and then I, by happy accident, I discovered that our old friend Cunt and the Gang was playing round the corner. So we went out there and I watched him, and he gave me his new best of Cunt and the Gang, which is called Complete Cunt. It's with a K, so it's not swearing. And he says on the front, now features two actual minor hits. It is the greatest minor internet hits of Cunt and the Gang. And it's got the track I've been wanting to play for a long time on it. So we will be featuring Cunt and the Gang next week. He was a really good laugh. The band was absolutely brilliant. He was brilliant. By the time I finished, or by the time he finished at 10 o'clock, I was legless. And had to get the... I got a lift home. And... one of the acts that had been on over the weekend at my comedy club's, Robbie Barnum, had said that he didn't want to go out and he just stayed in the house all day relaxing. So imagine his surprise when I rock up at 10:30, absolutely leathered, say, let's watch Doctor Who. And then when we've watched Doctor Who, decide I'd make egg and chips at midnight.
Nice.
Doctor Who was rubbish, by the way. Still.
I haven't seen it this week yet. Good.
I'd leave that one out. Okay. It was absolutely pants, I thought. He quite liked it, but then he's a slightly larger fan than I am. I suppose I should ask you if you've got a twat.
I do.
You do? For the first time in weeks, let's hear about it.
So thank you for your nominations this week. I still need more, so please do email your twat. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Email that to tony@punkyradio.com. Title your email is a twat. And that's what Mark did this week.
Thank you, Mark.
We heard of Mark producing the show, but he's got a twat in as well. He says, Tony, a few weeks ago I said iTunes was a twat. I'm willing to pull that and replace it with the guy from Geek Squad at Best Buy. I couldn't listen to Punky because it was apparently my iTouch that corrupted the files. Don't know how, but I finally caught up. However, the twatting. I bought an iTouch there several years ago and bought the 4-year warranty on it as it was expiring. I went in to replace it because it was not working as it should and I didn't have the money to buy a new one. So they replaced it, since it was still under warranty. The new one I got just over a month ago, which is why I couldn't listen to you guys. It stopped picking up Wi-Fi, so I took it back in saying what was wrong with it. The guy said, too bad, it's not under warranty. However, it was under the 90 days return exchange policy, which I mentioned to him. He still said, too bad, can't help you, what a twat. So I went to my car and used my friend's phone and bought the $10 warranty online for it. Walked back in and the guy said he still couldn't help me and to go home. I went and got the manager and the manager even said, what a twat, and set up the exchange for me. So the random dude from Geek Squad at Best Buy in Fresno, California, I say is a twat.
This is a classic double twatting here. He's already had it off his boss.
Yeah. I think that's fair enough.
I think it's absolutely justified. Mm. We're back on track with the twat, so let's go for it.
So the random dude from Geek Squad at Best Buy in Fresno, California, is a twat.
Oh, I like having twat back on
the
show.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. We've managed to get quite a bit of cunt and quite a bit of twat into this section. Yes. Hmm. Well done, us. So, though, cunt is spelt with a K, so it's fine. Please do send your twats to Tony. He loves them.
I do.
Time for the last track, Tony.
Okay.
This band are... hang on, I need to remember what day they're on. This band, It Looks For All The World Like, are headlining... Not headlining. Main support, I suspect. Or maybe headlining on the Saturday night at Bedlam Breakout at the Roadmender in Northampton, which takes place on 23rd, 24th of September. And they are, of course, Demented Are Go, one of my favourite bands ever. A band you've seen as well, Tony.
Yes.
And this is, I don't think we've played this before. This is from their second album, Kicked Out of Hell, and is one of my favourite songs because it's entirely ridiculous. Demented Are Go are well known for being quite into rubber, and a lot of their songs feature the word rubber, including Rubber Buccaneer and Rubber Love on their first album. But this one is on their second album. This is great, this song. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Demented Are Go's website?
DementedAreGo.com.
No, DementedAreGo.co.uk.
Oh, bollocks.
Boy, the Internet 6, Tony 2. This is the quite incredible Rubber Plimsolls. About that then, Tony, what do you reckon?
It's very nice.
That song's nuts. Rubber, rubber, rubber plimsolls, rubber, rubber, rubber plims, rubber plimsolls on, and you can't go wrong. If you can get to Bedlam Breakout on the 23rd and 24th of September, you will have a great time. I am hoping to be there on the 23rd at the moment. Can't make any promises though, because I might get offered some work that sadly I'll have to take. But at the moment I am going. Please do. And I know I haven't mentioned iTunes this week, and I said I would. I knew I'd have so much to talk about this week. I'm saving the UK iTunes reviews till next week, but Tony, maybe you could just remind people of how they review us at iTunes.
Yep. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left hand of the side of the screen, there is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the music store with our page on it, where you can review us. You will need to log in, as you need an iTunes account, but as soon as you've got that, you can review us. 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul reads the UK. There are no new US iTunes reviews, so if you get some reviews in this week, then I can feature you quite quickly on the show.
That would be very useful, yeah.
Mm.
I will hopefully see one or two of you at the King Kurt and Tav Falco gig at the 100 Club on Thursday. You never know, I might see one or two of you at Jonglers in Portsmouth. Please do check out my blogs if you have nothing better to do. And please get your reviews into us, get your podcast alley votes into us, get your poetry corners and comedy suburbs into me. And most importantly of all, get your twat to Tony.
Thank you very much.
A final hello to all the people listening to us on the internet radio stations that carry us. Thank you very much. I don't know when you can hear behind, but I've obviously left the window open somewhere because my the door into my lounge is opening and creaking, making it sound a bit like a pirate ship. Arr. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo, apoo.